few things.
因为我知道我的英文不是很好。
Because my English is not that good yet.
所以你们很多弟兄姐妹都有拿到这一张我的资料。
So you all have obtained a copy of about me.
大部分的弟兄姐妹对于里面有两个问题都有一些疑惑。
A lot of brothers and sisters have two questions about my information.
所以我跟Pastor Wallace 讨论以后，他建议我在今天早上可以跟弟兄姐妹来说明一下。
So I talked to Pastor Wallace. He said maybe I can clarify a few things here.
第一个问题就是我怎么信耶稣的
？First is how did I believe in Christ?
我怎么改变我的信仰
？How did I change my belief?
其实我没有改变我的信仰。
Actually, I had not changed my belief.
我只是曾经迷失了一段时间。
But I was lost in a period of time.
我的爸爸是个牧师。
My father is a pastor.
我从小在教会长大。
I grew up in church.
英文我们说牧师的孩子是 pastor kid.
There's an English phrase about pastor's kid.
但是我自己解读是 problem kid.
我觉得I feel like I'm a problem child.
所以我一直从小我就喜欢挑战我的爸爸。
So from very young, I like to challenge my father.
我会问他很多他没有办法回答的问题。
I'll ask him a lot of questions that he couldn't answer me.
所以到我高中以后，我离开我的家，住在学校。
So after I graduated from high school, I went and lived around in college.
从那个时候开始，我就没有去教会。
And from that time on, I did not go to church.
因为我觉得教会很无聊。
Because I felt that church was boring.
Okay, 我就自己去过我想要的生活。
And then I lived what I thought I wanted to.
到我二十几岁，二十四岁到二十八岁这段期间
，and between my, when I was 24 to 28,
我在台湾工作是比较不正常、不正当的工作。
I worked some odd jobs in Taiwan.
那时候呢，我以为我很幸运。
At that time, I thought I was pretty lucky.
因为在同样的我们的朋友当中，他们都出事情，就只有我是平安的。
So most of my friends they had issues, but I was pretty peaceful.
所以我就觉得哇，我真的是一个幸运的人。
So at that time, I told myself I was pretty lucky.
到我二十八岁、二十九岁的时候
，around when I was 28 to 29,
非常突然的一个星期天早上。
And then one Sunday morning,
我起床比较早。
I got up very early.
我就坐在我们家的沙发上一直看电视。
I sat at the sofa and watched TV.
但是怎么转都找不到我想要看的电视。
But no matter how I changed the channel, I couldn't find something I wanted to watch.
突然间有一个意念进来到我的脑袋里面。
And then an idea came.
去教会。
Go to church.
No.
No thanks.
去教会。
Go to church.
然后我看了我的手表。
And then I look at my watch.
9:50.
9:50.
我骑摩托车到教会正好是大概十分钟的时间。
It will take me 10 minutes to go to church.
所以我想，好吧，那既然有这样子的事情，那我就到教会去。
So I said, okay, I will go to church then.
当我这一次回到教会的时候
，So when I went back to church for the first time，
我有机会跟教会其他的弟兄姐妹一起生活。
I had a chance to live with brothers and sisters in church。
然后他们问我说我过去的生命的经历。
And then they asked me about some life testimonies。
那我跟他们分享。
So I shared。
我说我真的很幸运。
I said I was so lucky.
那时候的一个传道他就跟我说
，And then the pastor told me,
你真的以为你很幸运吗
？Do you really think you are being fortunate?
你知道有多少的人在你背后为你祷告
？Do you know how many people have prayed for you behind the scene?
他告诉我， 除了我的父母亲一直在为我祷告。
So other than my father and mother praying for me,
还有他们教会的弟兄姐妹也在为我祷告。
All the brothers and sisters been praying for me.
所以我突然醒过来。
So I felt that I woke up again.
不是我幸运。
It's not that I was lucky.
而是有这么多的弟兄姐妹在我的后面为我祷告。
It's because so many brothers and sisters pray behind for me.
不是一天两天。
It wasn't just a day or two.
是很长的一段时间。
They prayed for a very long time.
所以上帝才一直保守我。
So that's why God had been protecting me.
后来我就持续的开始在教会里面生活。
So I began to have church life again.
这次回到教会里面跟过去真的很不一样。
So this time going back to church was very different from previously.
因为小时候都觉得教会真的很无聊。
Because when I was little, I thought church was so boring.
我都不想去教会。
I didn't even want to go.
我想要出去玩。
I wanted to play outside.
但是这次回来到教会后。
But this time I went back to church.
我感觉到真是从神来那美好的保护。
That I could sense the wonderful protection from God.
所以我跟神有了一个约定。
So I had a promise with God.
这次回来我不要再离开了。
So this time I return, I'm not going to leave again.
教会也不再是那么无聊了。
And church is no longer boring to me.
所以这是我应该是我得救的生命的改变。
So this can be the change from a story about the change from salvation.
那你们在这个问这个我的资料里面看到的第二个问题
，And then the second question after you read my information，
是我在回答教会里面妇女的服事的部分
，is about women minister serving in church。
那我的意思在帖撒罗尼迦前书，对不对？
In...
哥林多，对不起。是哥林多前书还是帖？哥林多前书对不对？哥林多前书。哥林多前书这里的我引用的经文。
And the verses I used in First Corinthians.
其实我是要讲说，在哥林多教会已经有姐妹在服事。
I want to emphasize at that time in the church in Corinth, there were ladies or women serving in church.
虽然保罗他用的是我不要女生女姐妹在教会里面问太多的问题。
So when Paul said I did not want women to ask too many questions in church.
但是这是有他的背景。
But there was a story behind it.
因为那个教会对不起不是哥林多教会。
Because the church of Corinth.
他们姐妹的问题就是在聚会过程里面姐妹提出问题。导致让聚会没有办法顺利进行。
Because the women asked questions to the point that the church service could not continue.
所以教会是已经在早期的教会就已经有姐妹在服事了。
So even during early church, women already were serving in church.
所以我今天趁着这个时间先跟各位来讲这两个问题。
So before the message, I just want to talk about these two points.
让你们在看的时候可以了解我的意思是什么。
So hope you will understand what I want to say.
好，那我要进到今天的我要跟各位来分享的主题。
So today we are going to talk about this theme.
祷告蒙应允的秘诀。
How to get the secret of getting your prayer answered.
我们可以一起先翻到约翰一书五章十四节到十五节。
So let's look at First John 5:14-15.
如果你可以翻到你的圣经，哦，在你的那个程序单的背后，我们有今天的经文。
So it's in the bulletin at the back of your bulletin.
有程序单吗 ？OK， 好。如果你有圣经，打开你的圣经更好。
If you have the Bible, it's even better if you can open the Bible.
好，我们一起来念这一段经文好吗
？So let's read First John 5:14-15.
我们一起来念英文。
Okay, let's read it in English. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him.
好，我们要一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们来到你面前。
We're in front of you.
我们要谦卑我们自己。
We need to humble ourselves.
恳求你用你圣灵的大能充满我们。
May your powerful Holy Spirit fill us.
所以我们可以明白你的话语。
So that we can understand your words.
主，我们更需要从你来的力量。
We need the strength from you.
我们需要每天活出你的话语来。
We need to live out your word every day.
保守我们今天早晨。
Help us in this morning.
让我们的心向你敞开。
That our heart will be open for you.
让你生命的话语进到我们的里面。
So that your living words will enter into us.
成为我们一生的帮助与祝福。
And become a blessing and guidance for us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 然后刚刚有讲到我的父亲是一位牧师。
So I just mentioned my father is a pastor.
我从小在教会长大。
I grew up in church.
虽然我对教会觉得很无聊。那时候。
At that time, I thought church was boring.
那我还是会去想很多圣经的问题。
But I would still think about things in the Bible.
我特别想到的一个问题是，为什么圣经里面的人祷告，神都听呢？
I always wanted to know why when people in the Bible pray, God will answer.
我觉得很好奇。
I was pretty curious.
好像我的祷告上帝不是常常听。
It's like when I pray, God didn't really listen all the time.
但是圣经里面的祷告神都会听耶。
How come in the Bible, when people pray, God seem to listen?
你们有没有想过这个问题？
Have you thought about it?
Okay, 好。
Okay.
所以我后来我觉得我们要从圣经的这些人物来学习。
So I thought I should learn from the people in the Bible.
为什么他们的祷告上帝愿意听？
Why that when they pray God would answer?
他跟我们有什么不一样？
What's the difference between the way they prayed and how I pray?
所以我们先来看第一个人物以利亚。
So let's look at the first person, Elijah.
如果你翻圣经，你自己的圣经，你可以看雅各书第五章那边。
If you have your Bible, look at James chapter 5:17.
他引用以利亚怎么说？
And then this is how he talked about Elijah.
他说，以利亚是跟我们同样性情的人。
He said Elijah is just like one of us.
他跟你我一样，都是同样性情的人。
He was a man just like us.
他不是特别的。
He's not like any very different.
就跟你一样。
Just like us.
但是他祷告呢，可以让天三年不下雨。
But when he prayed earnestly that it would not rain.
你有没有想过，为什么以利亚有这样的能力？
Have you ever thought about why Elijah had this kind of power?
他比上帝大吗？
Is he bigger than God?
所以他可以控制上帝。
So he could control God?
所以他祷告，上帝就让天不下雨。
So when he prayed to God, God will just not rain.
我们都知道这是不可能的。
So we all know it's not possible.
上帝绝对拥有他的主权。
God, of course, has his authority.
上帝掌管宇宙万有。
He owned everything in heaven and earth.
他管理所有的四季。
And he...takes care of everything.
他管理世上所有的一切。
He takes care of everything on earth.
所以我想了很久。
So I thought about it for a very long time.
如果不是以利亚比上帝大。
So if Elijah was not bigger than God.
那表示以利亚跟上帝有很特殊的关系。
Then that means between Elijah and God, there is a very special relationship.
会跟你我不一样的。
Maybe that's different from how we relate to God.
至少跟我跟小时候的我不一样。
At least not the same like when I was little.
所以当我们在看以利亚从列王记上，你去看以利亚的故事。
So when we read First King about Elijah's story,
你会发现他是一个祷告的人。
You find out he is a man of prayer.
他常常祷告。
He prayed a lot.
他天天祷告。
He prayed every day.
他跟神，因为透过祷告，他跟神就有一个非常亲密、紧密的连结。
Because of the prayer, he had a very close and tight relationship with God.
那因为他跟神有这样的连结，他的祷告能够被上帝垂听。
So because he was so connected with God, God listened to his prayer.
我就想了一下他祷告的情况。
So I imagine when he prayed.
你们可以跟我一起来想一想。
Let's imagine together.
OK, 第一个，他祷告的时候。
First, when he prayed.
当上帝跟以利亚谈到亚哈王的事情。
So when God talked to him about King Ahab.
上帝就跟以利亚说。
So God told Elijah.
你去告诉以利亚。
You go and tell King Ahab.
我要让天三年不下雨。
I want it, the rain won't.It won't rain for 3 years.
所以当以利亚这样子去到亚哈王面前的时候
So when he went to King Ahab,
他这样祷告
That's how he prayed.
整个以色列地三年没有下雨
So the land of Israel would not have rain for 3 years.
对不起，三年半，三年半。
It's about 3.5 years.
那你可以想象他跟上帝的这个对话。
You can imagine the conversation between him and God.
这是我想第一个原因。
That's the first reason I can think of.
你可以想象第二个。
And then you can also think of a second reason.
他天天跟上帝祷告。
So he prayed to God every day.
他跟神有很好、很密切的关系。
So he had a very close and intimate relationship with God.
所以上帝说。
So when God said.
来，以利亚，我把亚哈王的事情交给你。
So when God said, I am going to give you the whole thing about King Ahab, I will pass it to you.
我给你一个权利。
I give you this power.
就是你怎么说，我在亚哈王的事情上面，我都跟你一样。
So whatever you say about King Ahab, I'm going to act accordingly.
所以我想，当他跟上帝在一起，他有这两个原因。
So I think when he is with God, there are two reasons.
所以他的祷告被上帝垂听。
So because of this, when he prayed, God answered.
我们再来看第二个人。
And then let's look at another person.
耶稣。
And that's Jesus Christ.
耶稣的祷告也是都被上帝来垂听，对不对？
When Jesus prayed, God also answered, right?
耶稣祷告要医治病人，病人就好了。
So when Jesus prayed for healing, the person's healed.
耶稣的祷告，上帝每一个都听了。
So everything when Jesus prayed, God would listen.
可能你会想，对不起，牧师，那个耶稣跟我们不一样，他是神啊。
But then you may say, oh, Pastor, it's different. Jesus is God.
但是如果我们来看在腓立比书第二章。
But then when we look at Philippians chapter 2.
当耶稣来到世上的时候，他舍弃了天上的一切。
So when Jesus came to earth, he gave up everything from heavens.
他取了人的样式。
He took the likeness of a person.
然后成为仆人。
And then became an ordinary man.
他这个时候真的没什么权力。
Oh, he became a servant and he had no special authority.
因为他是个人。
Because he became a man.
但是当他到约旦河接受约翰的洗礼以后。
But then when he went to River Jordan and he was baptized by John.
当他从水里起来。
When he rose from the water.
圣灵从天上降下来住在他的身上。
Fell on above him from heaven.
耶稣开始了他服侍的工作。
And then he began his ministry.
不只是这个部分。
It's not just this portion.
如果你去看四福音书，
If we read the four Gospels,
你可以看见耶稣常常去祷告。
We notice Jesus prayed a lot.
圣经说他退到旷野去祷告。
The Bible told us Jesus went to the wilderness to pray.
耶稣去彻夜祷告。
Jesus would pray overnight.
耶稣在祷告。
Jesus was praying.
各位，耶稣是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is the Son of God.
他都需要这样常常的祷告，天天的祷告。
Even he prayed every day, he prayed all the time.
何况你我。
And of course, what about us?
所以我也相信在耶稣的祷告里面也有同样这两个事情发生。
So I believe when Jesus prayed, the two reasons I mentioned happened also.
因着他跟神有那个亲密紧密的连结。
Because he was so connected closely with God.
所以他知道上帝的心意是什么。
So he knew the will of God.
他知道上帝要让这个瘫子起来行走。
So he knew God wanted the cripple to rise.
他知道上帝要让这个麻风病的人得着痊愈。
So he knew God wanted the person with leprosy to rise.
他这样来祷告，他这样子来祷告，所以上帝就应允他。
So then that's how he prayed and God answered.
同样第二个。
And then the second reason.
因为他跟神有密切的关系。
Because he had an intimate relationship with God.
所以上帝也答应他说你不管祷告什么。
So God would promise him whatever you pray and ask.
我都会为你成就。
I will fulfill it.
我会为你成就。
I will make it happen.
如果我们去看这个在约翰一书第四章。
If we read 1 John chapter 4,
其实你会看见在整篇章节里面一直在讲上帝的爱。
The whole chapter is about God's love.
前面整个第四章第五章前面一直在讨论到上帝多么的爱我们。
And the previous chapters just talk about how much God loves us.
这也可以让我们来想一想。
So it will make us start thinking.
我们在上帝的爱里面。
If we're in God's love,
我们的祷告会是怎么样？
Then how will our prayer look like?
如果我们可以照像今天这个约翰一书第五章这里祷告。
If we can pray like the verse in 1 John 5,
我们按着神的心意来祷告。
If we pray according to God's will,
按着神的心意来祷告，你觉得会是怎么样？
Then, if we are praying according to God's will, how would that be like?
可能有些人会觉得，我按着神的心意来祷告，那就不是我自己的祷告啦。
But some may ask, if I pray according to God's will, then it's not my own prayer.
因为那是你要我祷告的。
Because that's what God wants me to say.
不是我自己想要祷告。
But that's not what I want to pray.
但是我刚刚说的，如果我们从约翰一书第四章开始看过来。
But if we read starting from 1 John chapter 4,
他一直在强调上帝的爱。
The whole chapter emphasized the love of God.
他一直在强调神是爱。
And emphasized that God is love.
所以你会知道在这个爱的关系里面。
So you know in a love relationship.
你的祷告。
Then when you pray,
你是想要得到神的喜悦。
You want to please God.
并且你也知道。
And then you also know.
神不会害你。
That God will not hurt us.
神不会故意要把你丢在危险当中。
God will not put you in danger.
有这样的前提，有这样第四章一直在讲神的爱。
With chapter 4,The whole chapter telling us about God's love.
才会有第五章这里我们按着神心意祷告。
Then it makes sense to have chapter 5 to tell us to pray according to God's will.
各位弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你可以知道上帝爱你吗？
Do you think you know God loves you?
你真的可以确认上帝在你每一天的生活当中都非常的爱你吗？
Can you affirm that God loves you in every day of your life?
如果你可以确认，
If you can affirm that,
你也可以做出合神心意的祷告。
Then you can pray a prayer that is pleasing to God.
你的祷告就可以合乎神的旨意。
And your prayer will be
oh, will 跟神的心意是一样。
Then your prayer will match God's will.
这是非常重要的一个基础。
This is a very important foundation.
我们知道神爱我们。
We know that God loves us.
我们知道神是信实的，不改变的。
We know God is faithful and He's unchanging.
所以我们按着他的心意来祷告。
So when we pray according to his will,
我们进入到密室里面跟他有紧密的连结。
Then we enter into the holiest place and we can get connected closely with him.
从这样的连结当中延伸出来的祷告。
So if prayers comes out from this kind of close connection,
会非常的不一样。
It will be very different.
所以在我们的信仰生活里面
So in our spiritual living
我们不是一个星期天才在教会生活的基督徒
We are not Christians only come to church and live on Sunday
我们从以利亚跟耶稣的榜样来看
So from the examples of Elijah and Jesus
我们都可以知道我们需要是每天生活的基督徒。
We need to live every day as a Christian.
每一天。
Every day.
每一天。
And every day.
当我们每一天跟神有那个紧密的连结的关系，我们才能够做出合神心意的祷告。
Because we need to be so closely connected with God, then we can pray according to His will.
然后这样的祷告，神必定为你成就。
So this kind of prayer, God will make it happen.
并且你如果知道你要做合神心意的祷告
，And also if you know you want to pray that make a prayer that is pleasing to God,
你也不会去想要满足自己欲望的祷告。
Then you will not pray things that will only please yourself.
你不会想要只想要满足自己的物质生活的祷告。
You won't pray prayers about satisfying your material wants.
因为你真的会去看见。
Because you start to see.
看见神的爱。
You see God's love.
在神的爱的这个基础上面。
On the basis of God's love.
你的爱是像神一样的那么的宽广。
Then your own love will be as wide as like God's.
可能不用到对方的面前做什么。
Maybe you won't do something in front of a person.
你只要为他祷告。
You may just be praying for this person.
你会感受到神对对方的爱。
And then you can sense God's love for that person.
你会感受到神对你的爱。
You will also feel and sense God's love for you.
所以让我们再一次来思想这个事情。
So let's think about this idea.
你想要你的祷告都可以蒙应允吗？
Do you want all your prayers answered by God?
如果你想要，
If you do,
我们就得要透过蒙神心意的祷告。
Then we need to start praying prayer that is pleasing to him.
就是在约翰一书五章这里。
And we can find it in 1 John chapter 5.
约翰告诉我们的神的心意的祷告。
John told us about this kind of prayer according to God's will.
这样的祷告也会跟在耶稣在马太福音第六章。
And this kind of prayer will be similar to the prayer Jesus made in Matthew chapter 5.
也是我上个礼拜在这边我的讲道。
So it's from my message from last week.
这样的祷告你会先求神的国和神的义。
For this kind of prayer, you first ask for God's righteousness and His kingdom.
先求神的国和神的义，不是一个抽象的名词。
Seek God's kingdom and His righteousness is not a philosophical idea.
它是非常真真实实的在每天生活当中的。
It can be very realistic and happen in our daily lives.
祝福所有忠诚教会的弟兄姐妹。
I want to bless everyone in Chinese faith.
我们的祷告都可以被神应允。
So that our prayer will be answered by God.
我们每个人的祷告都可以是合神心意的祷告。
And every person, our prayer is pleasing to God.
我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray.
慈爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
谢谢你爱我。